ABC News.
Ashley Fells, Head of Communications at McCrindle, and she joins me now. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you going?
Not bad. Your research suggests 21% of women now have tattoos. That's slightly higher than the figure for men, which is 19. Why are women more likely to get one?
That's right. Well, what we've seen over the span of a generation is a bit of a shift in perceptions towards tattoos. So, you know, maybe a generation ago it was a sign of sort of lower social class or sort of rebellion, whereas now we're seeing more a trend towards, you know, tattoos as marking these significant life markers and this idea of self-expression. So moving away from this idea that tattoos are just about, you know, the full arm sleeve towards maybe more of a classy sort of smaller tattoos where we, I guess that's why we see more women having tattoos than men, you know, from that research that we found.
It used to be something, I guess, you do when you were, you know, young and keen, but it seems that there's a number of older people getting them as well.
That's right. So a significant proportion of women said that they were getting the tattoo over the age of 30 and you know, beyond that sort of 36 plus age, compared to men, a high proportion of women, you know, getting tattoos when they're older. So again, it's not just this, as you said, this sign of rebellion in our millennial generation. It's happening across the different generations that we do have. And even the idea that we are marking significant moments across our lives with this idea of self-expression and tattooing things onto our bodies.
Such a thing as buyer's remorse. Is there tattoo remorse as well these days, Ashley? The people who get them, as the number of them goes up, I guess, so does the number of people who think, gee, I kind of regret that now.
Exactly. So our survey found that 3 in 10 Australians who have a tattoo regret it to some extent, and 1 in 10, about 9%, admit to looking into tattoo removal. So there are some of us, I guess, who have gotten that tattoo at perhaps a youthful indiscretion or at a life to mark something in our lives that perhaps is no longer relevant. So we are sort of having that tattoo regret. And some people are looking into the expensive sort of costings and the, you know, endeavour to remove that tattoo, which can be quite an expensive endeavour.
Indeed, could be a growth industry there. Now, what does this tell us about the changing way society views tattoos? Used to be the case that, you know, you'd have to wear the long sleeves or cover them up, but I assume that's not necessarily the case anymore.
Exactly. So even in our workplaces, with more tattoos becoming prevalent, and even the idea through social media that something, you know, as a visual medium as, say, Instagram, where celebrities are getting more tattoos and sharing that experience, we've got a greater awareness of it and a greater acceptance of it. And even in our workplaces now, it used to be the case that we would consider going, where am I going to get this tattoo? I've got to make sure it's not visible, you know, when we're at work. But now that is shifting. Those attitudes that in society are shifting around the acceptance of tattoos, where we don't have to worry about that as much anymore, and you know, tattoos in the workplace are becoming more acceptable in addition to just in broader society.
Have you got one, Ashley?
I don't, so I'm one of the 4 in 5 that doesn't. How about you?
I'm not willing to go down the regretful and remorseful road that I might feel later in life, apparently. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks.
Ashley Fell, Head of Communications at McCrindle Research, on the increasing frequency or existence of tattoos and a bit of regret that might follow later as well. It only makes sense.
ABC News.